you know, Sligo after 5 minutes, 1-2 up, and I'm playing with the breeze in the first half, and asked a lot of questions about us and that. But I mean, in fairness, when our girls stepped in and basically carried the ball, and I mean, we took the game to them and that, and we came back into the game and we were basically 1-9 to 2-2 up at half time of that. But I mean, it was a tough game in the first half. I mean, and Sligo had some big players in the ring. But in fairness, I mean, you know, Gerly McLaughlin, you know, and we all know about Gerly McLaughlin playing a huge, big performance today. And I mean, he scored 3-8 of our total score, which was a huge contribution from one player in that.
It sure was. She knows where the net is, and she scored the first goal from the penalty spot.
Yes, is that right? I mean, you know, and basically it was the goal that we were looking for, basically. The girls were trying hard, and we had a few chances. But, I mean, you know, Nolene Gormley was playing in goals for Sligo. And, I mean, she played with Sligo for a number of years and played at the full forward thing. So, I mean, they had her in goals, and, you know, she brought off some great saves. I mean, so we were looking to get that goal, but Gerling put the ball away very well in the penalty. And, I mean, and, you know, it gives us the lift, and, I mean, and gives that bit of a lead at half time. And it was a big score to us, and basically give the girls a platform going into the second half on that. So we really pushed on because we had the breeze and a bit of a hill in the second half, and that was a big busy boost for us at half time.
Was this Donegal's best performance in the league so far?
Yes, I mean, the second half, I mean, we seem to be a little slow getting out of the blocks in the start of our games. I mean, and that's something I just talked about after the games. I mean, and, you know, when we can put a full 60 minutes together, you know, I mean, and, you know, it'll take a fairly good team to beat us. But, I mean, you know, definitely we had a very good second half, and I mean, and we did the same last week in Mobile, I mean, against Leash. So, definitely, I mean, you know, we played very well in the second half, and I mean, so, but, I mean, overall, I mean, a very good performance, and we're definitely happy with a scoreline like that, 4-17 to me, you know, it was a good scoreline, and, you know, we got not a players on the field in the second half, except for the last 50 minutes, we needed to give all our subs a run out and that. So, you know, it was a very comfortable win in the end.
One of the things in relation to Donegal coming strong at the end of the games, might it be just that you're a little bit fitter than the opposition?
Yes, I mean, well, that was the case definitely today, Miles. And I mean, and, you know, it was a heavy pitch here in Tourist Strand. I mean, so our girls had a bit more in the legs. I mean, and, you know, you could see Sligo tiring in that minute in the second half. That. So, I mean, definitely, you know, we'll probably put in the work, but, I mean, unfortunately, you know, we need to get on more pitches and we need to get more training on pitches. I mean, and, you know, that's a thing basically we're trying to work on. And, you know, if we have any clubs out there that have a GA pitch that is available, we'd be only too glad to take it.
Are you having difficulty getting pitch? Well, I know you have, but are you actually training on pitches as we speak?
Yeah, well, we're getting them sort of basically one night a week, but we never do. I mean, most weeks we were on Acid Trough, I mean, but we were in Convoy now on last Friday night, basically. But, I mean, we'd like to get on the pitch twice a week if we could.
Who's next for Donegal?
Yes, Mike, we'll have a free weekend next weekend. I mean, the following weekend we're away to Meath and that. So definitely another long journey down there. I mean, but I mean, again, basically, you know, we have the girls here, and you know, definitely if we keep playing the way we're capable of playing, we can grind out results on any day.
And is there a playoff situation in this league, or is it whoever top of the table that they're going to be winners?
It's the top four. Basically, the top four basically play off. And I mean, one versus four and two versus three in the semi-finals.
So Westmeath was the team that you suggested might be one of the stronger teams before the thing started. Do you have them at home in the last game?
You know, we were playing with Westmeath. Basically, we're away to Kildare, which, I mean, we have Sligo, we have Cavan as well, which will be a strong team, and we'll be there about. Also, we'll get Clare at home as well, and they basically will be a team that will be there about as well. So we have them home at the first weekend of March.
So it's building up well for Donegal, unbeaten in three.
Yes, it reminds me, you know, look, I mean, definitely, you know, when you go away from home and you get a win, I mean, it's very important. I mean, and, you know, we have three wins out of three, and that's the way we want to keep it going. And basically, you know, it's a habit, you know, winning is a habit. And once you keep winning, you know, and get the girls into believing in themselves and start winning, you know, you all seem to grind out the results, and that's very important for us.